So today, of course, is a meta session again. And I don't know how it's going to go. I don't really know quite how I'm going to approach it. But let's just start by settling ourselves in, settling our bodies in, and getting on with it. Enough talking. We talk all our lives, don't we? And when you've been on retreat and had a whole week of silence, after 5 minutes, you're like, enough talking. That's enough now for another week. No, that's not my life. I have to make peace with talking. So, great. And someone also from the Isle of Iona in Scotland. Amazing. Oh, and hello from Germany also. Hello. So we have a very international group. I don't know about World War III, but it seems like this is a kind of representation of the world right here in the room. People from all over the place, from Canada all the way to Australia. So there's a lot of world peace right now, at least for us. So that is also a reality, just as much as, in fact, more so than any kind of, you know, fears around what may happen. We don't really know, but we can have an active role in how our world and how our life unfolds. We can always make a choice. And in a way, loving kindness is a choice. It's a choice we make, hopefully every moment or as many moments as we possibly can. So loving kindness is something that we already have plenty of as human beings. We're born into a world of benevolence. That's why we're still alive. Even if you had a difficult upbringing, which I'm sure many of us have had, maybe even a traumatic upbringing, but you were fed enough, you were clothed enough, sheltered enough to survive. And you have inclined your mind towards the Dhamma and keep doing that by showing up. And we can keep on making that choice to just turn our intentions that little bit more towards intentions of gentleness, kindness, love, harmlessness. And that starts within ourselves. It starts within our own minds in the ways that we relate to ourselves, think about ourselves, talk to ourselves, the way we regard ourselves, subtler than that. So let's just see if we can bring some of that sunshine that's at least in England this morning. And seems like it hasn't reached London, but who knows? As the sun comes up, perhaps it'll dispel the fog. And certainly if you're in Thailand or Mauritius, I'm sure it's quite warm. So just bringing some of that warmth as an attitude, as a perception, as a way of relating to your body and mind. So if you feel at ease to do so, please gently close your eyes. If not, it's okay to just rest them slightly open, looking ahead of you, just towards the ground. And see if you can turn on your inner eyes, the lens of feeling. For some reason today, I naturally notice my feet, first of all. Normally, I like to start from the head, but today I'm noticing my toes and inviting you to join me by feeling any sensations in your toes. And imagining your awareness like the light and the warmth of the sun. So that whatever that light, the light of the sun shines on, it also carries with it the warmth that allows everything to unfold, defrost, and open up. In the same way that the pale golden sun of early spring shines on the frozen fields, and spreads a misty haze across those fields, a beautiful glow on the meadows, spreading this pale golden light through your feet, into your ankles and up your shins, calves. Just noticing whatever sensations manifest for you right now, being kind to them, regarding even feelings that may be slightly unpleasant as friends, people to care for. You don't only care about your friends when they're happy or feeling well. You also care about your friends when they feel tight or anxious, upset. So care for your shins and also your knees. Whatever condition your knees are in right now, see if you can give them space. Adjust them if there's too much pressure or weight or tension in your knees. And then just give them permission to relax. Imagining that beautiful golden sunlight melting any tension, aches or pains. And spreading up your thighs, perhaps across the skin, perhaps deep inside, wherever your awareness and kindness naturally flows. And just receiving any sensations you notice in your thighs. Enjoying this act of kind awareness. Choosing to befriend your thighs. Noticing your buttocks, the feelings in your two buttocks. See if you can just hang out with those feelings, relax together with them. Allowing them to loosen and soften. Moving into your hips. And gradually, slowly through your trunk. Starting at the back or at the front. Just allowing this golden sunshine to penetrate right through your torso. Spending time with the belly. Allowing your belly to just hang loose. Releasing any holding and receiving whatever sensations manifest for you with kindness and warmth. Spreading across the lower back, around the kidneys, waist, up to the ribs and the chest. The upper back, the shoulder blades, till your whole torso is drenched in this beautiful pale golden sunshine, the light and the warmth of the sun. It is your awareness and your kindness together. All you have to do is just bask in that sunshine and allow your whole body to relax. spending time on your shoulders, allowing that sunshine to penetrate deep into the shoulders, muscles, the ligaments, bones. And then flow down your arms. So the elbows down, the forearms, to your hands, the palms, the fingers, each finger one at a time. Right down to your fingertips. Noticing any feelings in your fingertips, maybe tingling, coolness or warmth. Usually feelings that are easy to be with. And coming back up. Your shoulders and into your neck, noticing the throat. For you, the vocal cords that are all relaxed. Back of the neck, the jaw, allowing the jaw to be loose. The tongue just to rest gently. Perhaps touching the roof of your mouth or just resting wherever feels comfortable. Noticing your cheeks, your nose, your eyelids. Just allowing the eyelids to rest gently. Cover your eyes gently without any strain. Noticing your brow. Once again, imagining your awareness and kindness like sunshine just gently falling on your brow, inviting your whole face to open up, your forehead to perhaps expand. And moving up now to the scalp, around the scalp, the ears, until you reach the top of the head. Noticing any feelings in the top of your head. Perhaps a sense of uprightness, alertness, whilst also sensing into the whole body, grounded on the earth, your buttocks on the ground or on the chair, your feet or ankles touching the floor. Just noticing the whole body sitting. And if there are any remaining areas of tension that you haven't noticed so far, just give them that little bit more attention and warmth, inviting them to relax. As though you're lying on a deck chair or recliner, fully supported and just basking in the sunshine, with nothing to do in the whole world. Absolutely nowhere you need to get to, no time pressures, no demands. Just enjoying this moment, soaked through with kindfulness. Allowing even your breath to be soaked with kindfulness. Noticing your belly expand with the in-breath. And relax on the out-breath. Letting your breathing wash any remaining tension away. And to deepen the relaxation, the feeling of kindness, I'd like you to imagine a time that you felt truly unconditionally loved. Perhaps a memory from your life so far, or maybe just an imaginary idea of how that could feel. Perhaps it evokes a feeling of safety. A feeling that everything is going to be okay. Perhaps you feel fully accepted for who you are, including all your so-called quirks, faults, mistakes. Perhaps your good qualities are noticed and celebrated. Perhaps you can notice those qualities inside yourself. How would a compassionate being regard you? How would a Buddha regard you right now? How would you feel in the presence of a Buddha or someone with such unconditional love? How would your body feel? Do you notice it relax, soften? Breathe a sigh of relief. Maybe this thought is scary. You can't quite trust that it's possible to receive such love. Just be kind to that feeling if that's true for you. Just relaxing on this reclining chair, receiving this beautiful warmth, kindness, and love. And if any words come to mind, perhaps the words that this loving person may use to address you, what would they say? What would you wish for yourself? Start offering yourself words of loving kindness. Gently, clearly, and with full sincerity. Staying connected to any feelings in your body, feelings of ease or warmth, well-being. Just allowing them to grow. As you suffuse your body and mind with thoughts and wishes of loving kindness. Now, bringing to mind a time that you have felt such loving kindness for someone else. Noticing these feelings may be one and the same. Maybe the feelings you have for this other being are even stronger. And the feelings you experience towards yourself. Just connecting with how it feels to give love unconditionally, with nothing but the other person's best interest in your heart. Gently, in your own time, allow those feelings to spread in the four directions, or maybe 10 directions, starting with spreading out in front of you, staying connected to the feelings in the body, especially any pleasant feelings, and just imagine them starting to spread. Perhaps like little waves or vibrations. Perhaps again like pale golden sunlight spreading over a frosty field, spreading outwards and unbounded to all beings that may be in front of you right now, near or far, all beings, small beings, large beings, human beings, non-human beings. Just allow this wave of benevolence to spread. All beings in the forward direction. Maybe it helps to imagine loving kindness as a colour. Whatever works for you. Just allowing the energy of loving kindness to spread to all beings in front of you. And allowing the loving kindness to spread around to the side, to your right, to all beings, whoever they are, maybe sitting near to you right now, or next door, down the street, across oceans into other countries. May all beings to the right be happy and at peace, visible or invisible. Far or near, all beings, human or non-human, tiny or large, Maybe you can start to feel the metta spreading around towards your back, extending from your back to all beings behind you, wherever they may be. Beings who are good-hearted, beings who are cruel, beings who are happy, beings who are sad, all beings in the backward direction. Just allowing this loving kindness to spread as far as it will. Sending thoughts of benevolence to all beings. May all beings be happy and at peace. Spreading goodwill around to your left side, to all beings. Maybe the little birds outside the window, the insects, human beings, far or near. May all beings. To my left, be happy and at peace. And allowing loving kindness to start radiating above you. To all beings, maybe in the roof, maybe further above in the sky. May all beings above, where I'm sitting right now, be happy and at peace. Beings in the mountains, in the Himalayas, in Tibet, on the roof of the world, all beings, human and non-human, far and near. Beings who are wise and beings who are still mired in delusion, all beings. And not forgetting all beings below, all beings. Under the ground, perhaps in the floorboards, maybe in different realms, all beings below me right now. May they all be happy and at peace. Until metta is radiating from you in every direction. The mind becoming gradually more and more boundless. Metta becomes more and more all-embracing, inclusive of all beings everywhere. Beings who are kind, beings who are cruel, may they all find true happiness. May those who are suffering be free from suffering and oppression. May those who are happy continue to experience genuine happiness and peace. May all those beings living in fear find safety and freedom from fear. May all beings experience unconditional love and forgiveness towards themselves and towards all other beings. Imagining this loving kindness just spreading to include all beings in this whole planet, in the whole universe. Wherever there's life. May all beings know love. May all beings act, speak, and think thoughts of loving kindness. May all suffering cease. May peace prevail in this world and beyond. And gently, slowly, starting to come back into your body. Noticing the shape of your body once again. The feelings in your body. Noticing your breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in feelings of loving kindness. Breathing out intentions of goodwill. And bringing that loving kindness back to yourself once again. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be a source of loving kindness for all beings I encounter. And may I express loving kindness in my actions, speech, and thoughts. Just allow yourself to soak up as much loving kindness towards yourself as you can while I chant the last little blessing to end the session. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe buddha, sabbe pugala, sabbe atabawa pariyapana, sabbaitiyo, sabbe puvisa, sabbe ariya, sabbe anaviya, sabbe deva, sabbe manusa, sabbe viniparika, avivahontu, abhyapajahontu, anigahontu, sukhiyatanam paviharantu, dukkhamujjantu, yadalada sampatito, mawegacchantu, kamasaka. Sadhu. 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 Excellent. I saw the little one there joining in. Matthias, right? Matteo. I think you're even younger than Lilybeth, probably. Oh, two. He's two. Oh, I think Lilybeth's only 1.5. Oh, he's getting a big boy and he knows the Sri Sadhus. That's awesome. Oh, excellent. So I hope that was of benefit. You might not know that yet, but hopefully it will filter into your day and gradually change your life. Why not? Loving kindness is life-changing. It shapes our intentions, our thoughts, the way we view ourselves and others, but it's gradual. It's always gradual. Everything in the Buddha's teaching is gradual. And that's important, actually, not only because, you know, we need to see that the results can extend to every aspect of our lives, but because that's the way we learn, isn't it? You know, if we got everything all at once, we wouldn't actually have to, I don't know, face challenges, and challenges help us grow. So I think it's really wonderful that it's gradual and it becomes more and more nuanced as well. It's a very deep practice because we start to see how our perception is completely conditioned, and yet we are, you know, we can be participants in that. We're not just helpless victims, you know, to the circumstances of life. We're part of creating the circumstances and conditions that we find ourselves in. So anyway, I've left a few minutes so that we can have some questions, comments, complaints. You know the three C's, these two know that. Of course, questions is not really a C, but it sounds like a C, like question, sort of. Anyway, I think there was another one someone added in this group. Questions, comments, complaints, and compliments. So this is the four C's. So all equal, of course. We can include it all. So anything anyone would like to say? Oh, hang on, there's something in the chat. So yes, you can write it in the chat. Do I see any connection? I'm sure there's a yes coming on. Between Sadda, Pamoja, Piti, Pasadi, Sukha, and the five hindrances. Do you want me to give a whole Dhamma talk or several Dhamma talks? Okay, well, okay, so Sadda, Pamoja, Piti, Pasadi, Sukha are all going to be conducive to keeping the five hindrances at bay. And they're also going to increase the more that the five hindrances diminish. So there's a definite connection there. Sadda is what gives the path its juice in the beginning, isn't it? Sadda, everything comes from faith. Even if you only have enough faith to try to take one step, you need some faith, right? You need to actually hear the teachings and recognize that, oh, that makes sense. That sounds like something at least worth trying. It doesn't mean you have to believe it's going to work, but at least enough faith to take a step. And when you take that step, the natural consequence usually is joy arises. And that's one of these beautiful causal sequences in the teachings, that from suffering or from virtue also, we can develop faith. And from faith comes joy. Comes gladness, because you realize, wow, there's something here that makes sense in my life that I can actually put into practice. And by doing this, it's going to lead somewhere wholesome. And we can start to see that happen in our practice. You know, the more we keep inclining our minds, in this case, towards loving kindness, the more benefits we get. So we get a lot of gladness coming up, a lot of happiness. And that translates into piti in the meditation. We can start to feel rapture in our bodies and minds. And pasadi, that's what happens when the PT starts to settle down and we start to kind of, in a way, get attuned to an increasingly subtle kind of joy. Pasadi is like the bliss of peace, the bliss of tranquility. So it's when the PT starts to settle, we almost gain more trust in the PT and we can allow it to calm down. And the calm then leads to sukha, which is like a deep contentment, which is the proximate cause for samadhi. And of course, samadhi is the place where the hindrances are actually temporarily abandoned, but abandoned completely, temporarily. So even though it's temporary, you've abandoned them so completely in the states of deep meditation that they're not likely to raise their heads again for a while. And when they do, you're going to notice them straight away. And over time, they will, I mean, they might create a bit of a tantrum, you know, especially when they realize that this meditator is quite skilled, they might start to kind of play around a bit more and say, come on, you know, I'm still here. You can't get rid of me that easily. You know, they might start to kind of, yeah, have a tantrum. But over time, you know, you're going to believe in them less, you're going to feed them less, and you're going to know the path into those deeper states. Or even if they're not such deep states of samadhi, at least how it feels to have the hindrances less active, and you're going to remember that. So that's some connection between those things. All right. Thank you, Venerable. A beautiful meditation. I would love to connect with Chi, as I also live in Reading. That's cool. Chi lives more or less at the monastery now, but the monastery is not far from Reading either. So I think at the moment she's just nearby. But yeah, why not? I don't know how you can do that. Maybe you can pop a note into the chat to each other or something. Yeah, and you're also very warmly welcome to come here in Malsha, because you're not far from Boar's Hill, not far at all. And yeah, Chi is hopefully going to be staying with us. Well, she's going to be staying until as long as I can think, so we'll see what happens. All right, very nourishing meditation. Thank you so much. Thank you. You define loving kindness for me. Oh, I define it. Okay, that's great. I hope you can also define it for yourself, because you have plenty of loving kindness. You don't see in others what's absent in yourself. So the fact that you see some loving kindness in me means you're connecting with loving kindness in yourself. So I don't know, sometimes this angelic spiritual powered voice of yours is so inspiring. Again, it's in the eyes of the listener, but that's great that it inspires you. I'm very happy about that. How do we get the recordings? I need to request them. The recordings are all on our YouTube channel. So Matthias Ingen, the on the screen. No, he's sitting in Germany somewhere. He uploads them onto our YouTube channel. So just go on to Anukampa Bikini Project YouTube. I'm sure that any minute now there's going to be a link in the chat. Yeah. So everything's there. And there's also a little movie. Has everyone seen the movie? 25 minutes. You're all nodding. Gosh, you're amazing. Not everyone. And you who haven't seen it yet are still amazing. I'm just surprised you've all seen it. Yeah, so a little half hour sort of documentary came out recently in collaboration with Yushan, who's from the Handful of Leaves organization in Singapore. It's this like new and quite very, what's the word? Not just accessible, contemporary sort of approach to teaching the Dhamma to lay folks in a fairly secular way, but actually they go a bit deeper than that. And they do quite a lot of inclusive sort of stuff, like how, like there's a whole section on the LGBTQIA plus community, and there's like a story, actually I read it, of the first transgender monk. I didn't even know there was one, but there has been one already a long, long time ago. Not one of the recent ones that might be ordaining soon, but a long time ago, I forget where. They were a Western monk, and I think they ordained in Sri Lanka. Anyway, have a look. It's quite nice. So that tells you all about our story, the story of Anukampa and our upcoming projects. So it's to try and raise a few funds for that, for cooties and things, so that we can get even more aspirants coming to our monastery. Great. So there's plenty put in the chat about that already. Beautiful meditation. I'm coming over in the end of the month to the monastery. Yay! I'm happy, Amalsha, because you've been serving for us for a long time. I mean, I will never forget that you kept our cushions in your house for like years. Oh my goodness, that was such a relief for me, because it's like, what am I going to do with these cushions? Oh my goodness. And now they're all in the garage here. We've got a huge garage. You're allowed to unmute if you wish. Do you want to unmute? Let me unmute you.
Hi, Herbert. Thank you so much. I still have some. Yes, I will bring them over if it fits in my car.
Thank you for still having some.
No worries.
No, not sorry. I'm very happy not to see them. But yes, I don't see them in the garage either now, so that's okay.
Yeah, I'm coming over end of, I booked a Dani.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I look forward to that.
Yeah. Could I actually post my number here for Chi to get in touch? Or how does it work? I don't want to create
like any. If you go into her name, you can send it straight to her. She's saying she's only there sometimes, but something at gmail.com. etherevening@gmail.com if you ever need to get in touch. Otherwise you can just click on her name and send your number. But you'll meet her when you come, so
yes,
that's the other nice thing, because she's actually coming back here tomorrow, so
I will send her an email
then. Alrighty, I'm gonna have to let you all go to keep things on time. I'll just read one more comment, because I do like to finish everyone's comments. Found a beautiful sutta, Samyutta 16, number 3. Like the moon, Chandupama Sutta. It has a beautiful expression of mudita. Excellent. We could do some mudita one week if you want. Do you want to do some mudita? It's supposed to be a metta session, but they're all related. Should we do mudita next week? Actually, next week I'm not here. Okay, I should just make an announcement. So on Friday, actually, I'm with Chi going to Finland on Thursday and to do a weekend meta retreat. Yeah, and to have an extra day because they've got a sauna and a cold lake. So I said, I'll come if you've got a sauna. And they said, actually, we do. It was a kind of a joke, but anyway. So on Friday, the lovely Anagarika Upachala. Yeah, we'll be doing your sutta discussion with you. So please do come and give her some support. And that will be on spiritual friendship. And I don't think there's going to be a meta next Saturday, but there'll be one the Saturday after, something like that. Just check out our website, because I put any changes up on there. And then there's also the half-day retreat on the 15th of March. We're actually overbooked, so There's no point telling you, is there? Because if you're not booked already, it's too late. But there's one in April, which I don't think is full. Anyway, I better let you go. So I'll be back on Wednesday as well for some metta chanting. And then I'll see you the following Wednesday and sort of the following week. But please do turn up this Friday. So we'll unmute you now and you can share your lovely voices and wave goodbye.